obviously, with the release of Desmond, and seeing you climb in the depth chart anyway, it seems like you're certainly among the guys who could start inside. Is that the sense you're getting?
That's up to Coach Hugh and Coach Greg and those guys. I'm just coming out here and playing ball every day. They're throwing me around a lot of different packages, and I'm just trying to go out there and learn them all the best of my ability and play them well.
Does this camp feel different, though, because of some of the opportunities you've gotten?
Yeah, a lot different. A lot more playing time, a lot more being on the field in the practice. It was a little different where I was previously, but, yeah, a little bit.
What has it kind of taken for you now to kind of get from where you were last year to where you are now?
Just a lot of hard work. That's really it, to be honest. That's the formula. A lot of hard work, obviously opportunity. To put in the work in the off season. Coming out here every day and working hard at it. Every little chance I get, a lot of film has been great. Yeah.
What would it mean to you to start the season as the starter against Pittsburgh?
It'd mean a lot to me. That means it's going to show me that I put in a lot of work, and the work that I put in this off season, it paid off. So it'll mean big.
And your reaction when Desmond Bryant was let go? Business or what?
I reached out to him. He's a good friend of mine. So.
Tough day?
I mean, obviously, when one of your friends or teammates, something happens, it's obviously a tough day. It's just not easy to swallow and just move on about it.
I mean, even though you're a young guy, you kind of learned about the business side of the game already, too, since that kind of story. So it probably doesn't surprise you. I think it might some other guys.
Yeah, I mean, I've been in for about a year now, so not too big of a surprise, but I mean, like I said, obviously when someone gets let go, it's not a good feeling.
You haven't been with the team long enough to really get close to anybody, I imagine. But, I mean, was he close to the teammate as you had or not?
I think I got a good relationship with everyone in the D-line room. I think we are pretty a close group. I mean, from the first day I came in, they kind of took me in as one of their own. Like, I've been in there forever, so I feel like I could go to any one of their houses. I mean, I could call any one of them anytime. And anytime, like, you have that relationship with someone, you're going to consider them as a close friend. So,
what's that like coming into the league? You spend that first year kind of bouncing around practice squads and things like that. How hard is
it? It's tough. Obviously, you want to be stable. That's the first thing, being stable. But bouncing around from place to place is tough. I mean, you're in a new city every different week. You got to learn new things. I mean, it's a lot that comes with it. But I mean, I just try to enjoy the process.
Did you have any stretches where you weren't sure if that next call was going to come, or was it pretty consistent?
Yeah, I had a good while that I wasn't sure, but I just kept my faith in God, just kept working out every day, and the call came.
How do you deal with that when you're in that waiting, playing that waiting game?
Just trust. Like they say, have faith as small as a mustard seed, and you just trust the process.
So, I mean, does it feel close now? Found a place, or are you still? You're not going to believe it until it happens.
Like Coach said, every day is an interview. Yeah. So, I mean, you never want to get comfortable. So, there's no steps back or just relaxing. It's full throttle every day. I mean, obviously, I've been getting a few reps here and there. Been getting some playing time, but I mean, I'm still at it every day because every day is an interview.
With Greg. Everybody seems to kind of have that story the first time he kind of got into them or something. Do you kind of remember the first time he got after you a little bit?
Not exactly, but I just remember my reaction was like, this guy he's really hot-headed. From the first time I think he yelled at me and fussed me out, from that day I liked him. He's a guy that's going to stay on you. He just wants the best out of you. And I mean, you want that out of your coach. So it was a bittersweet experience.
Yeah, I mean, is that kind of why guys love him? Because they know that.
Yeah, I mean, you can't fuss out at the same time for doing something wrong, but at the same time, you know that he cares and just wants you to be the best you can be.
We learned any new words or combinations of words from him. Not that you can say. But
a lot of things that I wouldn't say.
Yeah.